And that sound means it's time for This Week in Real Estate. And now, here's Bob Zadora with the Z Team with Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Bob?
Good morning, Eagle listeners. It's Bob Zadora, the Z Team at Century 21 LEMAC Realty, 1024 Highway 62 East. And it's time for This Week in Real Estate here on the Eagle, our nest where we've settled in and moved the show after a number of years. And we're so appreciative of those who are here now listening and those that we're going to tell their friends, you got to listen to this guy on Friday morning. I'm here this morning. I have Lori Rottmeier as our guest. She is our, I blow the title.
Association executive.
Yes, for realtor, which means that she is responsible for the realtor part of our MLS, which are two different things. They get confused. Sometimes realtors do one thing, but the MLS is owned by the brokers. So, and we work for the brokers. So how you are involved in real estate, so you're involved in all of the things that we do, we as realtors. So some of the charity things that we do, people think we just ride around in a big fancy car and put the big fat check, they had any idea. Tell us some of the things that we give back to the community.
Well, most recently we did our Feed Our Children food drive. It's something we do annually. We work with the North Food Bank of North Central Arkansas. And this year we pledged to raise $15,000, which we exceeded, which is awesome. Then we take, that bought 107,000 meals, by the way.
Wow.
Yep. And then on the second, we all met over there early in the morning and we loaded up 26 vehicles from food banks in Baxter, Marion counties and also in
Calico
Rock. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And that's a fun event. It's fun to just get out there and load up all the stuff, and then you feel real good inside because you've contributed to feeding kids.
True, true. And then what else, some of the other things that we're involved in?
So we also have a scholarship program, and we did a fundraiser that very same day. A chili cook-off, 9 different types of chili. They were all delicious. Then we had community judges come and judge it, and they were realtor members or affiliate members who were competitors. And that the proceeds of that go to our scholarship program, which we do every May. We typically give around 7 scholarships to area schools, seniors, and there we usually have about 35 to 40 applicants for that. And we raised enough funds with that to do 2 scholarships in just that event.
That's great.
It is, yeah.
And there's, we're also, I know that we also do charity work, obviously, we say with the food bank and raising funds, but the Special Olympics program holds a special place in the hearts of realtors throughout the country. We're the number one sponsor for Realtor itself is the number one sponsor for Special Olympics. What do we do here?
So the Special Olympics became a thing when Wayne Camp from our board was the president of the Arkansas Realtors Association. Mm-hmm. And he wanted that to be his charity for his year. But then it turned into this whole thing where now Arkansas Realtors are raising money for Special Olympics every year. And we have in the past had a golf tournament, and we do the polar plunge.
Yep,
and
it's coming up.
It's coming up. I'm not doing that. I like to be cold, but not quite that cold.
But you can buy I Chickened Out t-shirts.
Okay, I like chickens.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so that's, we love to give back to Special Olympics. There's also, we have a fishing derby, which is not a fundraiser. It's actually a fun event for the kids to come out and fish with their families. And it's one of our most well-attended, our biggest committee and our most well-attended day of volunteering other than Feed Our Children, because it's just such a fun day.
Yep.
And our affiliate, we usually have a bank that will cook food and make lunch, and then others who donate prizes for that as well. And it's just really fun.
Yeah, there were full fishing rigs and everything. They didn't have to bring anything. And a lot of those kids are special needs kids.
Correct.
They're which
the
goes
Olympics
into
kids.
It from the Special Olympics. Yep. That's the whole idea, doing that for them.
Yep.
It's just another thing that we as realtors do in the community. Like you say, we add to the financial well-being of the community. The real estate, is like the number one driver of the economy. And that was why they chose to use the interest rates for mortgages to help slow the economy down. And the amount of money that gets in through every home sale, you know, new carpeting, new cabinets, new electrical outlets, all that money stays here. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we're doing. That's what we're all working to make our community a better place. And that's so important that we do that. And like I say, it's not just driving people around. There's a lot more to this than that. I mean, if they've seen my honey be up at 4 o'clock in the morning trying to figure out what are we going to do about this situation or that situation, and hundreds of realtors in this community doing the same thing, There's a lot goes into this.
Right, and having somebody to hold your hand through that process
exactly
is so comforting.
It is. And that's really what it's all about. Our team, that's one of the things that we do, when we pride ourselves in that. And you look at the letters of that we receive after we get our grades from people after they buy their house. It's very important for that. Well, I want to thank you for coming out. We'll have you on again. As different as we get different events coming up, we want to make sure that people are aware of them. And we look forward to realtors doing more great things for the community.
Yep, realtors are good neighbors.
Yes, they are.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Well, we've come to that time again. It's time to take a look at this week's numbers.
This week in real estate, there were 46 new listings came on the market, 2 commercial properties, 16 parcels of land, 28 homes came on the market. They ranged in price from $89,000 to $729,000. There were 40 sales, 1 commercial property, 11 parcels of land, but 28 homes sold. They ranged in price from $40,000 to $449,000. So it's still moving ahead. Homes that come on the market that are ready to go, priced right, are going. 7 properties expired, 20 homes had residential, 20 homes had price changes. 41 are pending, waiting to close. Currently, we have 319 homes listed on the MLS, and that's higher than we've been in a goodly number of years. We've been in as low as 100. In this past year, we've gotten up into the 2s, and now we've broken into the 3s. So it's going to be, in some degrees, a little more of a buyer's market. They're going to have more things to pick from. And that's going to help them a little bit be more of a normal type market. We get out of these COVID things and get out of the 2% interest rates, 3% interest rates, just be a little more realistic with where we are. I think that's going to make a difference. Year-to-date comparison for 2023, there's been 958 homes have sold. The average sale price this year is $228,000 with 86 days on market. As a comparison, last year, for 2022, there had been 1,070 homes that sold for $235 million. Average sale price last year was $220,000 with 79 days on market. And as we look back, 2021, there was 1,151 sales, average sale price of $200,000. And in 2020, there had been 1,098 selling at $169,000 average sale. In 2019, pre-COVID, there had been 1,019 homes that sold. Interesting way that worked out. The average sale price then was $149,000. So you can see that the prices have gone up with the interest rates because there's a big crush of people trying to buy homes. There's still a huge demand. And until they get new homes, more new homes built, it's going to continue. The crush is going to continue. And people coming here need to sell their home where they're at. And that's why we're seeing the prices fall in some of these other markets and where the interest rates are having more of an effect, where you can't have 2021 prices with 2023 interest rates. It's just, people just can't afford it. You have to have right now, I think it was like $70,000. Your income has to be $70,000 more now than it was last year to buy a new home. That's a big hit on people. And as we go forward from here, we'll continue. Rates are settling down this week. I got a thing saying that they were like 6.5. Excuse me. The 30-year fixed rate is 6.875. That's with a 1% origination fee. A VA loan is 6.375 with a 1%. VA loans are 6.375 with a 1% origination fee. And Kristen Sari sends me that every week so that I can keep you abreast of what's going on. Thanks for listening. Join us next Friday, and we will talk more about this week in real estate. Bob Zadora, talk to you next week. Bye.